Have you ever wondered why effort and reward so often fail to line up? What most of us grow up familiar with is something close to a normal distribution, like a bell curve where most people cluster in the middle. And as long as you keep working, you slowly improve and your results accumulate fairly evenly. But over time, I came to realize that the real world often doesn't work that way. Many domains look more like a heavy-tailed distribution. 80% of the wealth may be held by 20% of the people, and a small handful of best-selling books often account for most of the sales. A few extreme values end up dominating the whole outcome. In a distribution like this, the so-called typical value becomes less clear. The median may not represent the real picture, and the average is often pulled sharply upward by a few extreme results. So how does a distribution like this take shape? A large part of it comes from positive feedback. When someone succeeds once, they may gain more resources, more platforms, more trust. And with those conditions in place, the odds of succeeding again rise even further. Over time, the advantage doesn't just accumulate, it gets amplified. The gap doesn't widen in a straight line either. It gradually forms into a structure where the winner only grows stronger. So in a heavy-tailed world, effort still matters, but effort can't be understood as nothing more than time invested. No matter how much moderate effort you pour in, it often only buys you a moderate result. What's really worth thinking about is this. Is this effort placed in a position where it will be amplified? Are we making the thing better, or are we trying to find the thing that's truly worth doing? Sometimes the path is to focus on one small area and go deep enough, distinctive enough. And sometimes it's to try many things, searching for that black swan opportunity that hasn't yet been seen, but could bring enormous change. In the age of AI, this effect may become even more pronounced. The gap between people who know how to collaborate with AI and people who merely use the tool passively may no longer be twofold, but tenfold, or even greater. Because AI isn't just a tool for raising efficiency, it can also become a kind of amplifier of ability. The key isn't simply whether you use your AI, but whether you can wire AI into your own thinking, your processes, your judgment, and your creativity. So I often remind myself that rather than just working 10% more, what matters more may be finding the position that gives you tenfold leverage. A lot of life isn't a calculation problem. It's a question of choice. The truly hard part isn't applying a little more force. It's seeing clearly where that force should be placed so that something entirely different has a chance to grow.